some talented individuals. Probably a very inconsistent team of Fulham this season. When you look at the players that they've got, the number of goals that they've scored, the threats of McCormack, Dembele, Kearney, to mention a few. But they're still in that bottom five of the division, and that must be frustrating for them. So they know that they've got to get some more points. And it's a good game for us as well, because I think we could be playing teams that have got nothing to play for. We've got some real competitive games which will make it entertaining. The teams that we play need to win games to either get out of the bottom three or get into the top, secure place in the top six or the top two. So I think it bodes well for a sort of exciting game. So talented players, underachieved, but ultimately we're trying to get another 3 points ourselves.
Are you surprised to see them down there, just one place above the relegation zone? Only Burnley have scored more than them in the division.
Well, I am surprised, but as I said a few times, no team's got a divine right to be in the top six or no divine right to be out of the bottom three or in a relegation scrap. And you've seen big teams get relegated out of this division. So you've got to make sure that you're consistent in what you do. And individuals don't win your football matches. They do so many, to be fair, but it's all about collective components of the game where you're defending well and you're attacking well. This season so far, you look at Fulham, they probably haven't got that balance right, but we're certainly aware of the threats that they can pose to us. But again, we'll turn it around and say they'll be aware of what we're capable of doing.
And 1-1 at Craven Cottage earlier in the season back in November. What do you remember from that game?
I thought we played very well. Really disappointed that we didn't win the game. Totally dominated the first half. Had good opportunities to go 2-3-0 up. Didn't take that chance. And I remember half-time them changing the system to accommodate us. And then McCormack sticks one in from 25 yards, which I've seen him do many a time. Hopefully that's the last time I see him do it against us. So We played very well that day, but we know what we need to do on Tuesday night, balance between attacking and defending, and try and win another match.
And they come to Deepdale, Boyd, off that win that was huge at the bottom of the table at the weekend, 2-1 victory over MK Dons.
Yeah, massive result for them, because the position that they are in the league, so I think that'll give them confidence. But I've read that the manager's saying that they've still got 7 cup finals still to be played, and if they don't think that they're still in the relegation scrap, then there's something wrong, because it can quickly change around. Teams getting results, you lose a couple of games, and you can be certainly thrown back into it. So a lot of respect for them as a team, as a football club, but ultimately we don't care who we play at this moment in time. We want to build off our results and try and win as many games from now to the end of the season.